We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question. Whenever you're ready.
Hi. Are you smarter than Katie?
A little late now.
So sorry.
A little late now.
Whew, man.
All right, playing this morning is Jerome from Folsom. Good morning, Jerome.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm telling you right now, man. I'm finna win this thing right now, and Katie's going to be losing this game.
You're sunk.
Oh, hell nah.
You are sunk.
Jerome, you try to die today.
I like the hype.
Say this. Hey, man, look. I've been studying all day and all night, man.
You're studying. That's what we like.
Jerome, did you study everything?
I got to get this money. I got to get all this money I can. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you straight up. That's it. You finna lose.
Okay. All right. Listen, the hype is real.
I've never felt more confident in a caller.
Jerome, do us a favor. Kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Hey, Katie, you cool and all, but I'm going to need you to get your butt out that studio.
God, oh, my God.
Wow.
Bye.
Jerome, you get to play every day.
All right.
I'm going to be calling every day. This is my first time on the radio.
Oh, good.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, Jerome, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. The jackpot is $120. You ready to go?
Hey, I need this $120 to get married in July. I'm telling you right now, I need this money.
He needs it.
So I'm going to need you to help me with this, too. You know what I'm saying? Hey, give me some good questions, man.
All right. $120 goes a long way when planning a wedding.
Right.
All right,
Jerome, we got to get on with the questions here. All right, here we go. Question number one. Spider-Man Far From Home topped the list of the most anticipated movies of the summer. The Lion King was number two, followed by John Wick Chapter 3. What is the name of the eccentric primate that helps guide Simba on his journey in The Lion King?
There's a count if I know it, but I don't know the name.
Nope.
No,
three seconds.
Need a name.
Two.
Hey, it's that one dude. It's that dude.
Okay.
Okay, that's all right. Time's up. All right, here we go. Question two. Tiger Woods received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Trump over the weekend at the White House after winning the Masters a few weeks ago. In golf, if a hole is a par three, what is it called when you get the ball in the hole in four hits?
It's called the fourth hole. The fourth hole. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Question three. Apparently, the Chicago Cubs are interested in offering Jeopardy champ James Holzhauer a job after he completes his Jeopardy winning streak. He said he used to idolize guys that use statistics to make baseball player decisions. What 2011 movie starring Brad Pitt is based around Billy Bean trying to improve the Oakland A's?
Black Panther, man.
Okay.
Question four. Comedian Dave Chappelle is next in line to receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. The award has been presented to David Letterman, Bill Murray, and Eddie Murphy in the past. Mark Twain was born Samuel Clemens in 1835 in what state? Was it Mississippi, Missouri, or Kansas?
Oh, man, you already know it's Kansas. Yeah.
And question five. Millennials spend $60 a month on craft beer, according to a new survey. If they spend $60 a month on craft beer, how much are they spending in 1 year?
Oh, man, 60, that's 720, man.
What?
What's the answer?
720, yeah.
20?
No, 720.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, your phone was cutting out. Okay, all right.
Katie!
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm telling you, bro.
Hello, Jerome.
Have you met Jerome?
Oh, we've met.
Okay, good.
Hey, Katie, Katie, you could forfeit right now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
Wow.
Do you want to forfeit right now?
No, I'd like to burn him to the ground.
Whoa!
Come on.
All right, Katie, here we go. You're going for your 225th win today.
Oh, damn. Hey, why did you guys tell me that before I played?
Okay, all right.
You didn't know she won before?
Right.
Jerome, shut up. It's my turn.
All right, Jerome, we gotta get on with these questions. Here we go. Question one. Spider-Man Far From Home topped the list of the most anticipated movie of the summer. The Lion King was number two, followed by John Wick, Chapter 3. What is the name of the eccentric primate that helps guide Simba on his journey in The Lion King?
Rafiki.
Correct.
I don't think I would have called him eccentric. Oh, I guess he is.
He's eccentric.
Earthy, moony. Yeah. Okay.
Question two. Tiger Woods received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Trump over the weekend at the White House after winning the Masters a few weeks ago. In golf, if a hole is a par three, what is it called when you get the ball in the hole in four hits?
3 seconds.
Birdie.
Mm-mm. It's under.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
What is it?
Bogey.
Oh.
Bogey.
That's fun.
I don't know why.
No.
Question three. Apparently, the Chicago Cubs are interested in offering Jeopardy champ James Holzhauer a job after he completes his Jeopardy winning streak.
To do what?
Wait.
He said he used to idolize guys that use statistics to make baseball player decisions.
Oh.
What 2011 movie starring Brad Pitt was based around Billy Bean trying to improve the Oakland A's?
Moneyball.
Correct.
Oh, look at you.
I liked that movie.
That is a good movie.
Question four. Comedian Dave Chappelle is next in line to receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. The award has been presented to David Letterman, Bill Murray, and Eddie Murphy in the past. Mark Twain was born Samuel Clemens in 1835 in what state? Was it Mississippi, Missouri, or Kansas?
Oh, God. Mississippi? Nope. Was it Missouri?
It was Missouri.
Dang it!
Yeah. And question five. Millennials spend $60 a month on craft beer, according to a new survey. If they spend $60 a month on craft beer, how much are they spending in 1 year?
Okay. Oh, God. Yeah, okay. And
3 seconds.
It's going to be $720.
Whoa.
Say that again.
$720.
That is correct.
Yes. Wow. You're getting better at math.
She said that very fast. I just wanted to verify.
Thank you.
You know why you're not used to her saying math questions fast?
I know.
Excuse me.
Usually it's 15 minutes goes
by. Right, 15 minutes.
All right, today's final score Jerome 1, Katie 3. Katie with the win.
Jerome, you crashed and burned so fast.
But you know what? Your enthusiasm and...
That's 5 out of 5.
What?
His enthusiasm.
He was 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5, absolutely.
Yeah. You know what?
And I love your confidence.
Right.
And I almost wanted to give him a point because he thought, yes, Jerome?
At least I didn't get 0, you know what I'm saying?
At least.
He thought the movie about Billy Bean trying to improve the Oakland A's was what Black Panther was about.
All right. Very close.
You know what? I haven't seen Black Panther, so maybe he's right.
Well, part of Black Panther is based in Oakland, so I guess
it all kind of ties together. How do you know that?
I saw Black Panther with you.
You did?
Yes.
Wow.
All right, today's final score we already know, so that means we'll add $20 to the jackpot. Tomorrow we'll play for $140. Her record stands 225 wins and 42 losses. Jerome, I am sorry. Go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Hey, Katie's pretty smart, man. Katie, you winner, man.
Oh, thank you, Jerome. Jerome, we want you to be our best friend, so hold on the line so Kevin can get your number, okay?
Oh, hey, man, I feel so good. I never lost and felt so good. I'm gonna tell you that.
Okay, well, hold the line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.